Hello, friends. Good morning. Welcome to a brand new day. It's Tuesday, March 18th, 2025. This is First Thing with Kevin Mano. Real quick look, 10 minutes, all the top headlines organized and delivered efficiently as you start your day. And the show starts right now. And we always start with the top story. One of them over the last few days has been deportations. The Trump administration recently transferred more than 200 immigrants to El Salvador. They are reportedly taking the prisoners in exchange for money, $6 million for this group. Anyway, this seems to have happened as a federal judge issued an order to temporarily stop the deportations. This really blew up. There is now a legal battle over the timing of the flights and the judge's order. Did they intentionally not comply? That's the question. The judge was involved in a hearing yesterday where he pressed the DOJ lawyer about the administration's choice to ignore the order. This judge wants answers to some questions, and he set a deadline of today by noon to get those answers. And the next hearing in this matter is scheduled for Friday, so this one will be a top story for a while. Let's go! All right, okay, on to sports. Today technically is opening day for the 2025 Major League Baseball season. Any minute now. It's getting underway really early this morning. There's a kind of an asterisk here, though, because the Dodgers and the Cubs are playing in Tokyo. It's the first game of the season. They play today and again tomorrow. Very exciting. And then the traditional MLB opening day is set for next Thursday, the 27th. There will be 14 games that day. So while the season does start today, it really starts next Thursday. Go Cubs. Also happening today, the start of March Madness. For the men, at least, the first four will be played today and tomorrow, with the first round starting on Thursday. The championship game is scheduled for April 7th. The women's first four starts tomorrow, and despite starting a day later, their championship game is actually a day earlier, April 6th. And these facts circulate every year. According to a new study, the U.S. economy will lose around $20 billion in productivity during this year's tournament. Lastly, in other basketball news, Paul George of the Philadelphia 76ers is out for the rest of the season. He's dealing with a groin injury and a knee injury, so he'll be out for a while. And again, he recently signed a $212 million deal with him, and now he's out for the rest of the season. On to some entertainment headlines. Actually, we'll start with another basketball-related story here. Last night at the Knicks game at Madison Square Garden, Tracy Morgan was sitting courtside, and he ended up leaving in a wheelchair. Really a scary moment. I'm not sure what happened. It's not clear yet. But in the middle of the game, he got sick. He threw up. Medical staff came to help, and they put him in a wheelchair and took him out. Really hope he's okay. I love Tracy Morgan. In legal news, Jonathan Majors is back in the headlines after audio surfaced of him admitting that he physically assaulted his ex-girlfriend. He was convicted back in 2023 of assault, although he always denied any wrongdoing, and this audio is definitely a blow to his version of the story. In baby news, much happier news, model Carly Kloss just announced that she is pregnant with her third child. She and her husband Joshua Kushner have a 4-year-old, a 1-year-old, and soon a little newborn. Congrats. Lastly here, a couple underwear updates for you. Patrick Schwarzenegger and his fiance Abby Champion, they just did a stripped-down shoot for Skims, and Bad Bunny did one for Calvin Klein. Moving on to movie and TV news and casting news, it looks like Colin Farrell is in talks to star as Sergeant Rock for DC. The reason this is a big deal is that Colin Farrell is currently the Penguin for DC. This is a completely separate situation from that role in that world. Daniel Craig was set to be Sergeant Rock, but he had to back out due to a scheduling conflict, and now the role might go to Colin Farrell. It's reported that development on Saw 11 has been put on hold. There are apparently disagreements at the managerial level, so as of now, that is not happening. I've got good news for people who love a goofy movie. I've honestly met a lot of people who consider that to be their favorite movie ever. It's got a huge cult following. Disney just announced that they're doing a documentary about it. It's called Not Just a Goof. It'll be on Disney Plus April 7th, so coming soon. Yesterday, I mentioned Nikki Glaser returning as the host of next year's Golden Globes, and now we know that Conan O'Brien is returning as well. He just hosted the Oscars. He did a great job, and they want him back for more. He's officially hosting again next year. I love it. In other TV news, a lot of people are bummed about this. The original Looney Tunes animated shorts have been completely removed from Max. 40 years of classics gone. They are apparently prioritizing adult and family programming over at Max, so kids programming like Looney Tunes and Sesame Street are getting kicked to the curb. Lastly, a few things to watch tonight on Lifetime. It's the 18th season finale of Married at First Sight. The Food Network has the premiere of a brand new show called House of Knives, and comedian Bert Kreischer, the guy that always takes his shirt off, he has a new stand-up special called Lucky, out today on Netflix.
And now, let's enjoy an intermission.
This show is supported by Nandaka. The company is Peak. The product is Nandaka. I've been drinking this for a while now, and I love it. It's a coffee alternative. And what makes it different than other, like, mushroom coffees, because there are some of those out there, they use real functional mushrooms. Some of them just use, like a grain powder. But Nandaka is made with 100% fruiting body mushrooms, which really does make a difference. It's going to give you sustained, calm energy. It's going to boost your mood and focus, support your digestion and metabolism. They use pure, clean ingredients, which is very important to me right now. I've really been examining everything I consume, and so I'm happy to be on the Nandaka train. When you're ready to try it yourself, I can get you a discount. Go to Peak Life, that's P-I-Q-U-E, peaklife.com/firstthing. I'll get you 20% off for life and a free starter kit with your first purchase. Again, peaklife.com/firstthing. Don't forget the first thing. Hey, on to music. First, the iHeartRadio Music Awards were last night. LL Cool J hosted the show. Some of the winners, Billie Eilish, she performed and she won Album of the Year. Benson Boone won Song of the Year. Gracie Abrams won Breakthrough Artist of the Year. SZA, Jelly Roll, Green Day, Sabrina Carpenter, they all won as well. The big winner, though, Taylor Swift. Obviously, she won 9 awards, including Artist of the Year. And she wasn't there, but she sent in a video message when she accepted the Tour of the Century Award. And fans noticed that she's wearing a little snake necklace in the video. So now they all think she's releasing Taylor's version of Reputation soon, because that was sort of like the imagery of that album. They're always looking for clues, the Swifties. In other news, on the business side of things, Drake's label, Universal Music Group, just filed to dismiss his lawsuit, saying he, quote, lost a rap battle he provoked. They said instead of just accepting his loss, he sued them, and they want that tossed. Another story about Universal, Iggy Azalea said that they owe her millions in royalties, and she wants her money. She reportedly rejected their $18,000 settlement offer. She called it insulting and claims to be owed significantly more. She called them criminals that exploit artists. We'll see how this one plays out in court, I guess. In concert news, this is a big one. Will Smith just announced a tour. It's not here in the States, though. He's headed to various cities overseas on his Based on a True Story tour, which is the name of his new album, which is out later this month. I would assume U.S. dates won't be far behind. I also read that this is Will's first tour ever. He never toured back in the day when his music career was his focus. That's nuts. Also, the Yeah Yeah Yeahs just announced a 2025 tour, kind of a short run starting mid-June, ending late July. I'll link those dates if you want to see where they'll be. And Silver Sun Pickups as well. They announced one. I'll post those dates too at First Thing Pod on Instagram to find all this stuff. Lastly, in new music news, Morgan Wallen said his next album is completely done. He's ready to put it out. He's going to have more news on it this week. Some additional headlines. Back to President Trump for a minute. One of the big stories today will be his upcoming conversation with Russian President Vladimir Putin. The two of them are reportedly scheduled to talk today. According to the White House, they'll discuss the war in Ukraine, among other things. Another political news. Some French lawmakers are saying they want the Statue of Liberty back. One said, quote, "If you no longer value liberty and justice for all, she will be just fine with us back here at home." The White House press secretary said, quote, "Absolutely not." In retail news, this is a big one. Forever 21 just filed for bankruptcy for the second time in 6 years, and they are now expected to close all U.S. stores. Their business has been heavily influenced by websites like Shein and Temu, and while there's still hope that a buyer could come in and save them, it sounds like their 350-plus locations could soon be vacant. In other shopping news, Sam's Club is said to have the cheapest eggs around at the moment, while the national average for a dozen large white eggs is currently around $7. Sam's average price is around $4.15 for a dozen. That's a big savings. Next up would be Costco, Kroger, and Walmart. In that order, cheapest eggs. Also in the grocery world, Pepsi just bought the prebiotic soda brand Poppi for $1.95 billion, almost $2 billion for a product that got started on Shark Tank. That's pretty cool. Lastly, here I always end the show with something positive, some good news. I picked this story today because we over here in the Mano household, we are currently going through it with our dog Owen. He has a brain tumor. We're doing everything we can to extend his days and make him feel good. So I got a little emotional when I saw this one, but a new study just came out that says playing with a dog for just 15 minutes can significantly reduce a person's stress as well as the dog's stress. The humans in the study had lower levels of stress and anxiety, and so did the dogs. They did like a fecal test that showed lower cortisol levels for a week after playing with people. So that means dogs love us as much as we love them. So it's just a reminder to go play with your dogs. If you don't, call me and I'll come do it for you. And the show is over now.
The show is over now.
Hey, thank you for being here. Appreciate you so much as always. Special shout out to Debbie Maroney. She posted about the show on Instagram, said some really nice things about it. Thank you, Debbie. I will always take that. If you want to share the show on social media, I'll give you a little shout out here. That helps so much. I don't have any marketing beyond the people that listen. So please, thanks. I'm back tomorrow to do it again. Have a great Tuesday.
Please tell your friends about this show.